in order to celebrate our harvest, we decided to auction the very first bale of a hop variety called Galaxy. Now, this is a very important variety for us, and we decided to link our celebration of harvest with a very important message pioneered by Beyond Blue, a national charity initiative to address depression and anxiety, particularly in men, through their program called Man Therapy.
What's so special about Galaxy? What's the characteristics of that variety of hop?
Hops are not generic plants. They come in different flavours, colours and shapes and sizes. And Galaxy is quite a modern variety that we've been growing now for only maybe 5 or 6 years. It's a very fruity, aromatic, flavourful hop. Hops are very similar to the spices in cooking. Hops are the spices in beer. And this hop brings passion fruit and tropical fruit flavours into beers that it's used in.
So is it widely used? Would that be one of the sort of key varieties that brewers seek out?
Well, we're targeting a very niche section of the brewing audience worldwide. We go for the craft style of beer, where hops are used for flavour and aroma rather than just their bittering potential. So Galaxy is probably, I'd say, our flagship variety, but in terms of worldwide demand, it's a very tiny portion of the brewing industry out there.
Now tell me about the bale. How big is a bale of hop?
Once we've harvested and kiln dried our hops, they go into, perhaps think more like wool bales, except they're full of hops, not wool.
So the big question is, how much was raised at the sale of this bale this morning?
So we're really pleased to announce that we raised a full $10,000 for the 100 kilo bale of Galaxy. Well above its market value.
And what would be the normal value of a bundle like that?
The bale normally ranges between, say, $20 and $25 a kilo. So we were quite pleased with our total raised in the auction of $10,000.
Way above the normal cost of a bale of hops.
Quite a bit above. So we were quite pleased with that. And we're really thankful for the brewing companies that got involved to support the message and the promotion of Beyond Blue's message.
So why target Beyond Blue?
These funds are earmarked for one of their programs called Man Therapy. Now, we thought that fit really nicely with our brewing audience because still brewing is a male-dominated industry, and a lot of our brewing companies that we deal with are rural and regional, and perhaps there's some help that we can generate to bring men out from under their rocks and ask the right questions and seek the right help when they need to.
Very important. Owen Johnson, thank you very much.
Thanks, Margaret.